Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Missouri growers lead the nation with 98% of their crop planted, well ahead of last year's pace and their five-year average. With 92% of the crop planted, Tennessee is also well ahead of last year's pace and slightly ahead of the five-year average. In Louisiana, 63% of the crop had been planted as of May 30th, as compared to the five-year average of 94%. Heavy rainfall in late May delayed plantings, causing some growers to miss the insurance deadline, so some of the acreage will likely be switched to other crops. In the Southeast, all states are ahead of their respective five-year average planting pace. In the West, most of the crop has been planted, with 95% in Arizona and California. In Texas, the largest cotton-producing state, 54% of the crop had been planted, slightly behind last year's pace and the five-year average. Texas received some much-needed rainfall, with a total of 6 inches in Lubbock during the month of May. Some areas did receive excess rainfall, and warmer weather is needed to complete sowing ahead of the insurance deadline and push early crop development. In other parts of Texas, deep soil moisture is still low, and additional timely rains will be needed during the growing season.